Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Today, Gloria Copeland explains how to act on and receive what you need in any faith situation. Get your Bible and be ready to receive an impartation of faith. Now, here's Gloria.
So Mark 11 says, have faith in God. And then it says, whosoever shall say to the mountain. So we know that this is good for anybody. Whosoever, that's you, that's me. We say to the mountain, we talk to the problem. We say, debt, you're getting out of my life. I rebuke you in Jesus' name. I command you to be paid. Or strife, I rebuke you in Jesus' name. You get out of my house. Get out of my family. I bind you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Or we yield to the good things like love, joy, peace. I receive, Lord, the fruit of the Spirit manifest today. I receive love and joy and peace, goodness, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. I act on those things today. I receive that, the fruit of the Spirit. You know, you can't have a bad day walking in love and joy and peace and goodness, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness. You can't self-control. You can't have a bad day that way. And that's what we are on the inside. So we have to get our minds renewed to walk by faith, to walk in the Word, to make changes. You know, the reason you read the Word is not to say, I read the Word every day this week, or every day this month, or every day this year. The reason we read the Word is to let it talk to us and tell us how to act, tell us what to say and what to think and what to do. Glory to God. It talks to us. If you're just reading the Word and you're just taking your chapters and you're not paying any attention or making changes when you see something in there that you're doing different than, then you're missing the blessing and the power of the Word of God. So the more we let the Word correct us and teach us, and the more we stay with that throughout our lives, the stronger we get, the stronger our faith gets, the more blessed our circumstances are. Now, when we started out, we had our circumstances. Everything was bad, except that we had each other. But all the circumstances, you know, primarily money and those things, that was bad. But then we started off on the Word. We stayed with it. We continued to stay with it. We became tithers. We became sowers. We became sayers. We say what we want to come to pass. Hallelujah. We say it based on the Word of God. And we don't say anything different. If we say something different, what do? We repent. You know, you can succumb to that. You can get say something in unbelief. What do? You say, Lord, that's not true. I rebuke that bad confession. I command it to go in the name of Jesus. That's not what I believe. I believe this. I believe by His stripes I was healed. I am not the sick. I am the healed. So you straighten your words out when you say wrong words that you don't want to come to pass. Faith. Now I want you to look at this fact. It says, faith believes it receives. He shall have whatsoever he says. Therefore I say unto you, what things, this general things, soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Now, if you look that word up, it means to take. And that's what I want to call this today. I want to call this faith takes it. Faith takes it. That's what it means. Whatever you desire when you pray, believe you receive them. Now, when you see receive in a lot of different places in the Word of God, it means you take it. So you can see already that to us, you receive it is like you receive a birthday present. You don't take, somebody offers you a birthday present and then you take it. But you don't just go take birthday presents. It's offered to you. Now here, That's exactly what we have to do with everything good and wonderful that's written in the Word of God, like prosperity and healing. We see it written in the Word of God, and then we take it. And you know, the scripture talks about taking it by force. The forceful take it by force. We take it. I mean, you can't be a weak sister if you're going to walk by faith. You're going to have to be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And you're going to have to take the Word of God. Well, you know, we have an enemy. His name's Satan. He doesn't want us to take things from Him. He wants control. It's all about control. He wants control. But when we, for instance, over our money, if Satan can keep the church in poverty, he can do some good for him. He can do some bad, I should say. It's good for him, bad for everybody else. If he can keep the church, let's just say your church, where you go to church, if people don't give and they don't sow and they don't tithe, there's not going to be money to build that new building. So he tries to take what belongs to us so that he doesn't have to deal with us in that area. But we take what belongs to us away from him and his kingdom.
Amen.
Amen. We take it. Say, faith takes it.
Faith,
faith takes it.
Faith.
If it's healing, you go to the healing scriptures. And you take your healing. How does faith take it? It takes it in its eyes. It puts it in its ears. It gets it in its heart. And it pushes it out its mouth. That's the way you take it. You can't take by faith and have an unbelieving mouth. And then we know the Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So we know how to change our mouth. Now, it doesn't come without effort. It takes time. But out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So we put our eyes and our ears on the Word of God. You pay attention to the Word of God, and that through your eyes, through your ears, like you're doing this week, it gets down into your heart, and then it talks to you. Glory to God.
Glory.
Faith takes.
Faith
doesn't just talk about it. Faith doesn't just think about it. It takes it. If you need a new car, you need to just not be so namby-pamby about it. You need to get on the Word of God. You need to get you scriptures, and you need to say faith over that car.
Come on.
I receive it. Say, I. You go around and you say, I believe I receive a new car paid for. If you got an old car and you want a new car and you're going to believe for a new car, you might as well believe for one paid for, hadn't you? Because if faith's got to go to work, you might as well put it to work. And who decides that? We do. We take that car. We can take payments on it, or we can take it by faith and cash paid for. Thank you, Lord. I received my new car. And if you've got a car picked out, then you know, you find out how much money that it takes to buy that car, and you believe for it. If a year goes by and you don't have it, you don't quit. What if it took you a little while to get a new car? At least you'd have a new car when that little while went by. We don't plan for it to take any time, but we just go into it saying, I'm here for the duration. I'm receiving a new car today, and I'm receiving it paid for, and I'll never come off of this agreement and this prayer in Jesus' name. Then every day, every time you think about it, you think, Lord, thank you for my new car. This is the way I got a new house. Thank you for my new house. Thank you for my new car. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. I thank you that it's paid for, and I'm driving it. And you see yourself driving it. You see yourself with that house. I'm telling you, I got busy on that house. I worked on that house for about 10 years or more, 20 maybe. Ever since that's just what I wanted was a home. That's what was important to me. Ken, he likes wings and airplanes, and he could live in a hangar probably, but not me. I like a home. So I believe for a good while before I had the home, you know, you get in home, you get in a better home, you get in a better home. You sometimes work your way up like that. But before I got the one I want to spend the rest of my life in, it took me a little while. Was it worth it? Yeah, it was. I could still be where I used to live if I hadn't gone after something in faith. So faith is aggressive. If it's not aggressive faith, you're not going to go anywhere. Amen. You got to stay with it. Amen. We have an enemy. His name is Satan. He's come to kill and steal and destroy. And what is he most of all? He's a liar. And he'll tell you, you're not going to get that new car. You're not going to have a house. You're crazy. You could never pay cash for a house. He'll lie to you, talk you out of it. First thing you know, if you don't keep your eyes and your ears in this Word of God, first thing you know, you'll begin to get discouraged. So every day you need to feed your faith. Now, when I wish I'd have thought about it, I'd have brought it this week. I didn't know exactly what I was going to do here, but when we started out believing for prosperity and believing for a home, we needed money. The children were still little, and we had a decent car, and we had a nice little house that we lived in. It was new. It was just a simple little house, but it was new, and it was clean, so on. But we didn't have any money. You know, we needed things. We needed to increase and improve. So I had a list of prosperity scriptures. And this was way, way, way back there. Our kids who are now in their 40s, it was a long time ago. And they were just little kids. John was just a little guy. I mean, I still remember the den of that house. And it was like, here was the little kitchen, here was the den, here's the little fireplace, and there was a love seat on each side of that fireplace. Now, John, he was a little jerk sometimes. Today's his birthday, but maybe he's not watching. And he could just worry the hair off the back of your head. And one day, I remember this, I think Kelly probably remembers it too. I know John remembers it. And, you know, I'm pretty quiet, and I'm pretty stable, and it's hard to get me roused up. But you can do it if you really work at it. And so that day, I was in this little kitchen area. John was on the other side of these two love seats on the other side of the fireplace. And I don't know what he did, but what he did, it was the last nerve. And you can ask Kelly if this is true or not. I jumped from the kitchen. I jumped over the love seat. And I went after that boy. He didn't know what to think. I'd like to see a rerun of that myself. I don't know how I did it. But that's the ages that the kids were when we got that first little house. And we didn't own the house. We leased the house. But it was a good place to live, and we enjoyed it. And the kids started to grade school. Kelly started to grade school there. It was good. You know, God will improve you all the time. And if you'll stay with the program, you'll get where you really want to be. You'll get to that place or that thing, that car, that house, that place, that healing, that health. You'll get there. And right there in that place, when our kids were little, I made my first scripture list on prosperity. And I just went, I've still got them there. I had made a list, and then I'd fold it over and fold it over. So there's like three or four sides to this of scriptures. And every day, I'd go over those scriptures. Now, that's just a good thing to do if you're trying to lay hold of something. Because every day, I put my eyes on those scriptures, and faith, and I got it in my eyes, in my ears. It continued to come down in my heart, and it kept my faith going. Faith comes by what? Hearing. And hearing by the Word of God. It's good to read out loud to yourself those things. So when you're in a faith situation, I want you to get this out of this message today. Faith takes it. faith. Say, faith,
faith.
Takes it.
Takes it.
I take it.
I take
with
it.
My faith. Glory to God. Now remember that. You can't depend on somebody else's faith. You can't go to the pastor and say, Pastor, I need a house, I need a car, I need this or that or the other, and I want you to take care of it for me. Well, pastor's taking care of pastor's business. He wants a house and a car and whatever else he needs and maybe healing. No, you take care of your own situation. You don't depend on other people's faith. Other people may be busy. They might be out of town. They might be this or they might be that. You develop your own faith. How did we develop faith? Well, we took the word. We learned to take the word literally. I started off with an Amplified Bible at about the time we started faith, and I just devoured that Bible. And I learned to take it literally. Whatever it said, I took it. See, I'm taking the word, and when I take the word, it brings faith. That takes other things, whatever else you need. You take the word brings faith, and faith takes it, whatever it is.
When your life is filled with questions, it's not easy to let go and let God take over in every area. But no matter your age, your background, your past, or your current circumstances, living a godly life with purpose is within your reach. In her trademark inspiring style, Gloria Copeland gives you the 10 keys to finding your destiny. Embark on a study that will change the course of your life with any one of these three resources. God's Master Plan for Your Life, the New York Times bestseller by Gloria Copeland. Connecting with God's Master Plan for Your Life, the video curriculum and interactive workbook and journal, and God's Master Plan for Your Life, an abridged audiobook read by Gloria Copeland. Each of these study tools is designed to help you discover and connect with God's Master Plan for Your Life. Find real answers to real life questions from a real God. Order your God's Master Plan for Your Life products at a special price, just $12 for the book, $49.95 for the video curriculum with interactive workbook and journal, and $22 for the audiobook on CD. Log on to our website at kcm.org and order online, or call toll-free 800-575-4455. God's plan is exciting and available for you to receive. Find out what He has planned for you today.
I'm Pastor Chuck Battaglia, and this is my beautiful wife, Pastor Amy Battaglia. We're from the city of Orange, the Brand New Life Christian Center. And the most exciting thing is we're partners with Kenneth Copeland's ministry.
Well, Pastor Chuck, tell me a little bit about your life. Were you born and raised to be a pastor? Did you know 30 years ago this is where you'd be today?
No. I was an entertainer. I met Pastor Amy, and we decided that we needed to go and get back into church. At that time, she was a cocktail waitress. And we went back into church, and I was born again. Got married, saved, and we started to do praise and worship. I started to do praise and worship. She actually said we're getting in the children's ministry.
Yeah, I said it was awesome that I did that because, and even though I didn't know a lot yet, it made me learn. I had to know, those kids had so many questions, and I had to know how to answer those questions, so that made me study the Bible. That's how I got my start.
That's awesome. And then you're doing praise and worship.
Praise and worship. In the meantime, studying under Kenneth Hagin, reading all his books, and then moving on toward Brother Copeland, getting his books. So really getting into the Word of Faith.
Did things begin to change in your lives personally?
Definitely.
Absolutely.
I mean, the Word of Faith compared to just the Word, it was a total different experience in our life. So the first thing I want to establish is we put God first. But I'm strongly, and it's so vital to make sure that everyone knows that it's so important to partner with someone who's been in it longer than you. And that's why we chose Kenneth Copeland, because he's honest and he's real. And all the things he said, we related it to our life. It made the Word work. In other words, we always had the Word. I grew up as in the Bible, but it never worked until we partnered and saw it working for someone else. And we've had healings. My son, who was at his birth pronounced dead, I almost lost her at that time.
I had a previous cesarean section, and I tried to go natural with my second son, and my uterus ruptured, which caused, the baby wasn't able to breathe. So they rushed me in, they did an emergency C-section, but they put me out, but they couldn't stop the bleeding in me. And they told my husband that, he's gonna have to sign all these papers, and he was going to, they brought my parents were there, they brought them in the room, the dreaded room where they tell you the bad news.
So I went into another little room right off to the left, and I just got down on my knees and I began to pray. And I began to pray and speak the word and called my pastor. And the pastor said, well, is it a boy or a girl? And I said, they said it's dead. And he said, we don't speak death, you speak life. And I said, amen. And I hung that phone up and I took it from there as far as what I learned from Kenneth Copeland then and Kenneth Hagin. And I just said, look, devil, you're not gonna steal this baby. Well, at that time, I heard them say, we lost the baby and we're losing the wife.
And he knew his authority and he said, no, I won't receive that and I'm not gonna sign any papers. And he started praying. He said, life be in my son, Charlie. And the doctors were just about to do a tracheotomy on Charlie and he started breathing.
And then I said, how's my wife? And they were still working on her. And finally, within about 15 minutes, the doctor came and he was sweating and crying. And he said, you know what? They're both fine. So I said, all right, great. So about an hour later, I'm walking up the hallway and the doctor met me and he said, oh, you have a beautiful son. And he said, but I gotta warn you, he's gonna stay blue. And he said, and he's not going to eat, digest this food right, and it's gonna just be a long road. So I said, all right. So I went home, left her there, left my son there, got home refreshed and I was gonna go back. And I sat in my living room and I said, you know what, Lord? I always, my favorite song, The Way, the one that opens the Believer's Voice of the I listen and I'm thinking, I'm not gonna have a blues song, number one. And number two, he's gonna eat. And it was 4:30 in the morning. They called my house and they said, Chuck? And I said, yeah. She said, your son ate. Your son ate. And the blueness on his feet are as pink as the baby next to him. And I, I wanted to cry and say, I said, I know. And I had to be tough, like kind of the cold one. I know, and hung up the phone and just screamed and ran around the house.
My son, Charlie, he's now in the third grade and he gets straight A's. I mean, he has no learning disabilities, no ramifications from that, because, it's all God and the power of the Lord.
And you'll ask him, who's your partner? And he'll say, Kenneth Cole.
Yeah.
He will.
Yeah.
He does. He gets his iPod. And all the other kids got all these things downloaded on their iPod. And every morning, he'll come, Dad, I want to download the new Kenneth Copeland. At night when he's sleeping, I have to go in the bedroom. I have to go in the bedroom and tell him, that's enough. Go to bed. And why? He's in his bed. The blessing is working.
The blessing is working.
And he's eight.
And my daughter down the hall, Charlie!
We know the blessing is working!
But that's what you get when you imitate and partner with the modern-day prophets. It's fun. People need to partner with them and understand the tremendous results of the conventions and the show and the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine because it changed our life. It really has changed our life.
If there's anything you need to know about walking with the Lord, it's that you and I cannot do this life on our own. We were never built to do it on our own. We were never designed to do it on our own. Jesus said to his disciples, if I go away, I will send the helper to you. You and I need help. And God is our help. Jesus is our help. The Holy Spirit of God is our help. And He has the answers. The answer to everything that this life throws your way, He has the answer for it. And He desires for you and I to walk in the victory of that. Now look, Jesus, He made it simple for you and I. He did the hard part. He paid the price. And our part is to say, Jesus, I believe that and I accept that. Be the Lord of my life. If you've never prayed the prayer of salvation, do this with me right now. Pray it. Pray after me. Say these things after me. Say, oh God in heaven, I confess my sin before you. I repent of all of it. I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. I believe that Jesus died and rose again for me. Jesus be my Lord. Jesus be my Savior. I give my life to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Now listen, if you prayed that prayer, what we have for you, my grandparents, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, want to send you a free package. And in this package is 5 books and a brochure that will just help you begin this new life with the Lord. And if you've never prayed that prayer before and you did today, then I want you to contact this ministry. Do whatever you've got to do to get a hold of us. Because the first thing we're going to do with you is rejoice with you. We are so excited with you. And the second thing we're going to do is send you these things absolutely free. You need to get into the Word of God. You need to begin to grow in the Word, and it's all there for you. The things of the Lord are so rich and so wonderful, and it's all in the Word of God. Get in your Bible. Go to church. Tune into the Believer's Voice of Victory. There are so many ministries all over the world preaching the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ. You need to get a hold of it. Let it get down in you and excite you, get you stirred up. Now listen, if you need anything, if you need somebody to pray with you for anything at all. Here at Kenneth Copeland Ministries, we have trained ministers on our staff who are willing to listen and pray the Word of God over you and over your situation. Here at our headquarters in Fort Worth, Texas, we have 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We have prayer that's available to you. And so if you're in the United States, you can call that number and we will pray with you. Now, if you're watching internationally, our international offices have prayer as well, and you can check their hours of operation. But what we want you to know is that we're here for you. And we believe that God in you will cause you to overcome in every situation. Isn't that good news? Praise God. Thanks for watching today. Thanks for being a part of these broadcasts. This is Jeremy Pearson's reminding you, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
If you made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life today, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland welcome you to the family of God. They've put together a 5-book package to help you get started learning your Bible and understanding who you are in Christ Jesus. For faster processing, order your salvation package through our website at kcm.org. Take hold of the promises of God and let the glory of the Lord shine in your life. Thank you for joining us today, and we'll see you on the next Believer's Voice of Victory. Come to these exciting meetings. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for the Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign, November 12th through 14th at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. Hello, My Name is God, live, a meeting with Jeremy and Sarah Pearsons on November 20th and 21st. Join them at the Atlanta Marriott Century Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, call 800-600-7395 or visit our website at kcm.org.